Australia's leading real estate investment advisory board has released analysis proving mortgages are more affordable now than they were in 1990. The Property Investment Professionals of Australia, otherwise known as PIPA, said those arguing property's lack of affordability haven't studied the numbers properly. PIPA's chairman, Peter Kaloutsos, joins me. Peter, where do they get it wrong?
The big mistake people make is they don't look at the mortgage repayment component, because there's no doubt that housing in Australia is expensive, and there are reasons for that. But to make it, when we're talking about affordability, you must include the mortgage repayment, which is based on people's capacity to hold on to a property.
Refresh my memory for a moment. What was it like to fund a property back in 1990?
In 1990, if we cut to the chase, you needed 48% of the annual average salary to pay off the mortgage on a on the average loan size. Mm. But you fast forward to today, and it's 41%. And the big difference is, even though property prices have gone up markedly in that time, wages have gone up, the main reason it is more affordable today than it was in 1990 is because interest rates have dropped from 17% to below 5%.
Yeah. So how does Australia stack up with the rest of the world, Peter?
Well, we sit at the top end, and that's mainly because we have the second largest sized houses in the whole world. Most of us live in cities rather than rural areas, and city property is more expensive than rural property, and most of our cities are based around the coast, and coastal property is more expensive than property away from the coast. So there is reasons for that. But I was in Hong Kong last week, and if we think housing is expensive here, like that's nothing compared to what people have to pay for smaller homes. And these are not houses, these are units and flats and apartments, and possibly on the 30th or 40th floor, and paying much more than what people in Sydney or Melbourne would pay for. Mm. And that's the same case in parts of the US and many parts of the UK. So we are certainly not the least affordable country in the world. We are up there, but there are much more less affordable places in the world.
So let me round this out then. What do you think is the answer? How can we make it easier for people to get a home?
When we got our loan just over 30 years ago, the loan period was 20 years, but now it's 30 years. So one way that you can make housing more affordable is that you increase the loan period. Yes, you'll pay more over the period of time, but there'll be less of your wage that goes towards that mortgage repayment. Yes, you can drop interest rates, but that's a lot easier said than done.
Well, they're not going to get much lower than what they are now in reality, are they?
Well, interestingly, Kevin, when I was in Hong Kong, I did meet up with some German tourists, and the first home buyer's assistance in Germany is no deposit, no interest, because they are trying to kickstart their economy. The reality is there is no doubt that housing in Australia is expensive, and that's because of the sort of income that we earn and the sort of houses that we want to live in. But there are things that people can do. Even go and get some professional property investment advice, they at least get the right loan, you know, the lowest interest rate with the best terms to make it more affordable for you.
Well said, Peter Kaloutsos. Thank you so much for your time. Peter is from PIPA, Property Investment Professionals of Australia. Good on you, Peter. Thanks for your time, mate. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Pleasure.
And that's where I have to leave you for today. Thank you very much for your company. Thanks to our guests, to Stephanie Wimpenny and also Peter Kaloutsos. I'm Kevin Turner. I'll see you next week at the same time.